We're going to look at a story that Jesus told about a farmer who sowed some seed. So I'm just going to set up the fields for us to understand this story. Now, the farmer sowed his seed, not on his bed, but on four types of ground. So I'm going to lay these out to show the four types of ground. Two, three, what comes after three? Four, brilliant. Four, let's do that one there. Now, Jesus tells this story. It's in Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, and he says that a farmer went out to sow his seeds. Now, if you can see what I've got in this box, can you see what's in there? Some seeds, that's right. Now, I need some help, I think, for this. Who feels like being a farmer today? Everyone today. Who would have felt like being a farmer yesterday? Oh, it was wet yesterday, wasn't it? Are you going to come and help me? Going to come and help me? Careful on the steps. Well done, well done. Brilliant. Now, what I'd like you to do is to take a few of these in your hand and just sprinkle some all over the place. And some more? All over, like that. I'll do some as well. I'm going to put some over there. I'll put some over there. I'll do some more. That's it. Do you want to do a little bit? That's it. That's it. Brilliant. Let's put some on this one. You put some more on that one. You going to sprinkle some for me? You sprinkle some on there. Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay, going to sit back down. Or do you want to do one more? You want to do one more? Go on. That's it, perfect. Now mind the steps because it's extra dangerous. There we go. Okay. So Jesus tells this story. He says the farmer sows his seed and he sowed it on three types of ground. Four types of ground. The first type was this type over here. Now, you have to use your imagination. This is a path. Could you tell that? There's some people nodding. Good. This is a path over here. Now, what happens to the seed on the path? Well, do you think the path is very good for growing plants on? Do you grow plants on a path? What did you say? The birds. Brilliant. Well, that's the problem, isn't it? You sow it on the path and... Can you hear them? Birds, that's right. But what do birds do with seeds? They eat them. They eat them all up. So the birds come down and they eat the seeds all up. Are we going to get any plants here? We're not going to get any plants here, are we? We're going to get some happy birds, but no plants. So... then there's the next bit of ground, this bit of ground here. Now, this one, again, you've got to use your imagination. This bit of ground is covered in rocks and stones. Anyone get that? I've still one or two nodding. Good. This bit of ground is covered in rocks and stones. Now, there's a problem with this bit of ground because the plant begins to grow. Let me get the right one. The plant begins to grow. Can you see this? But when the sun comes out, and you want the sun to come out for your plants, that was in your song, wasn't it? But if it goes in your eyes, and it can be too hot for the plant. So this plant has started to wither and wilt, and one of its leaves has dropped off. Can you see that down there? because this ground isn't good enough for the plants to grow properly. When it gets hot in the summer, like we've had this year, the plant begins to wither and wilt and die. So we've had seeds eaten by the birds, and seeds that can't grow very well because of the rocks. Well, then there's the next bit of ground. Can you tell what this one is? It's like a bed. It's like a bed. But using our amazing imaginations, this is a bit of ground covered in weeds. Now, who's got weeds in their garden? Yeah, a lot of us. Weeds in our garden. And the problem is, if you have weeds in the garden, the weeds start to get in the way of the plants, and they strangle the plants, and they choke the plants. So the plants can't grow very well. So the farmer's not doing very well, is he? He's planted all his seeds, but the birds have eaten some, the sun has scorched some, the weeds have choked some. But look what we've got over here. Can you tell what this is? A fourth bit of ground. Is it a path? No. Is it rocky ground? No. Is it covered in weeds? No. This is good soil. And what happens if you have good soil? Can you see that? Do you know what that is? Small seeds, that's right. So this is like corn or wheat. Who's eaten some bread today or toast or cereal? Breakfast? Probably it included some of this. And when the ground is good, the plants can grow up big and strong and give us, well, all of these things and all of these things and all the things that we enjoy to eat. That's the good soil. Now, we're going to think together about why Jesus told this story. This is in the Bible. You can look at it. I meant to say that before. It's on page 1005 if you're sitting further back and you want to check that what I'm saying is really there. Jesus told this story. Now, why did he tell it? Well, later in the chapter, in chapter 4, he tells us why. He gives us the explanation of what these different types of ground represent. And he says the seed, which was this, remember the seed? The seed represents the message about Jesus. And so the farmer goes around spreading, if you like, the message about Jesus. And there's four types of reactions to that message. The first one, now, do you remember the first one over here? What happened over here on the path? Can you remember? What happened to the seed on the path? Did it grow into a big plant? The birds ate it, didn't they? The birds came down and they ate the seed. And Jesus says that's a bit like people who hear about me, but they're not really that interested, but they don't think I'm relevant. And it doesn't last for long. They don't listen for long, and they don't really take it to heart, and it just gets taken away very quickly, that message about Jesus. Nothing grows. Well, then there's the next type of ground. Now, do you remember what this type of ground, what was this type of ground like? Do you remember? It got too hot, didn't it? And it was covered in rocks, and the plants couldn't send their roots down to get enough water. And Jesus says, well, this is like people who hear about me and they're interested, but then, well, it's quite hard to perhaps to change, or it's quite hard to tell family or to tell people at work or at school. And so eventually they just wilt. They stop being interested in Jesus and they're not fruitful. And then there's the next type of soil. Do you remember this one? What was this one? What was this type of ground? Covered in rocks? Was it the path? Or was it covered in weeds? Covered in weeds. Covered in weeds. And we said if we plant stuff there, well, it might start off quite well, and you can see the plant started to grow, but soon it gets choked And Jesus says, that's a bit like people who they're interested in me, but then, well, the worries of this life and the cares of this world just crowd him out and the plant doesn't grow. Now, what about this one over here? Do you remember what this one was? Was this the path? Is this the rocky ground? Is it covered in weeds? Or is it the good soil? Do you remember what it produced? The seeds. It grew into big plants. This was the good soil. And Jesus says, for those who hear about me and take it in and take it to heart, well, they will be really fruitful in their lives and impact others as well. So Jesus says, this story about the farmer and his seed, it's really about how people respond to me. Now, I guess all of us fall into one of these types of ground. Some of us are down here, we're not really interested in Jesus. Some of us are here, we've perhaps been interested in the past, but it's too hard to follow him. Some of us are here, and life's too hard, he just gets crowded out. And some of us are here, well, we've got to know him, and that song that we just sung, we believe it, and it's true. His great love for us. And my encouragement for all of us today is to think, if we're anywhere on here, what's stopping us from moving that way? How could we be more like this soil that really takes an interest? Well, two things. But what if? There's some of these around the church. I think some of you have taken them home. But this Wednesday night's a chance just to explore more, not to give you all the answers or to give you a big talk on this, but to help you explore, is Jesus for real? Is there really a God? How do we know? What am I basing it on? And to have a conversation about that. So that's on Wednesday evening this week. There's lots of flyers about if you're interested in that. Well, maybe you've belonged to the church a long time, but you feel more like the middle two pieces of ground. You've wilted or you've been choked. Well, there's growth groups this week. Clues in the name, growth groups, where we can get together to explore and talk and grow in our faith. And so can I encourage you, perhaps if you're sitting further back and you're feeling you're down this way somewhere and you want to be here, get along to growth groups on Thursday night or Thursday daytime or Tuesday night or Wednesday night during the course of this week to get growing together, understanding more of who Jesus is and what he's done and of God's great love for us in him.
Our going home prayer in lovely loud voices. That's all right, don't worry. God who made the sun shine bright, God who made the
stars out.